joining us on the line, Mark Croce, owner of Statler City and a lot of other different places, talking about the impact of Hamilton and everything going on downtown around Shays. Mark, you've got to be excited when you hear about a big event like Hamilton coming to Buffalo for 3 whole weeks.
Oh, yeah, we've been anticipating this one for quite a while. This is going to be a showstopper, and, you know, it's great to feel like, you know, Buffalo is finally getting back on the map in so many different ways with the theater and the talk of the newer expanded convention center. There's so many good things that are happening that are really exciting downtown Buffalo and continuing its economic growth. It's really great to see Hamilton making a stop here in Buffalo, New York, early in this touring season.
Mark, what does it mean for your properties downtown? Is it all hands on deck? Are your reservations full? What does it mean?
Well, we do have a lot of reservations, both at the Buffalo Chop House, which is almost, you know, across the parking lot from the entrance to Shays, and over at the Shays of Me, over at the new Curtis Hotel. We're getting quite a bit of activity and interest in people that haven't been downtown in quite a while, which is a great thing. You have to see is bringing the suburbanites and some of the regional people that really haven't seen our city in some of the Renaissance. This is a great way to re-expose downtown Buffalo for people that haven't seen it in a while. And we're offering free shuttle service from the Curtis Hotel. So anybody that dines with us all through Hamilton, we'll drop them off right at the front door of Shays after they're done dining.
You know, that was the one thing that I was thinking about for all the people who are maybe coming into the city for the first time in a long time, maybe going to Shays for the first time around the theater district, and even more so as you kind of expand the radius outward. It's so different than it was even 10 years ago. I think people are going to be amazed at all there is to do, all the options you have.
Well, I mean, even the remodeling of the theater, when that occurred, I mean, it started under Pat Fagan, and then Tony Conte took it to another level, and now we have Michael Murphy, which is really working closely with Albert Nocciolino, and they're bringing in top-notch shows. That was a jewel. That was an asset that, you know, the city invested a lot of public dollars into, and it helped spark redevelopment of that whole theater district and that, you know, entertainment district that it borders on. And I think it was a very prudent investment, because there was a time that almost met the wrecking ball, which seemed to be the easy way to deal with old buildings back in the day. But some people had enough vision and foresight to save that crown jewel. And I mean, it's such a beautiful theater, and it's so popular now, and brings so many people into downtown Buffalo, people that don't normally travel to the city. I mean, you know, you have the hockey arena that brings that crowd at the other end of town and helps support the outside. But the theater, for supporting our theater district and bringing in people that don't normally travel or trek into downtown Buffalo, it really gives them a sneak peek at everything that's going on in the city.
Tomorrow night, I mean, if you think about it, it's really going to be a special night downtown. You've got Hamilton, you've got the Sabres at home, plus it's the night before Thanksgiving. It's a huge bar night too, right?
Well, you know, that's a little bit of a fallacy. It used to be the biggest bar night of the year, but with all the crackdowns, the police warnings, the DWIs, some people would get out of hand, and I think, you know, The police have done a good job of taming it over the years. I mean, probably to the detriment of some of the bar owners, but at the end of the day, safety should come first. So I guess it's not a bad thing that people are more responsible. So it's just not that giant bang-up night that it used to be at one time, if you think back 10, 15 years ago, where every place was wall-to-wall and you couldn't move. It's still a popular night, but it just doesn't have the same impact that it did once have. And I think a lot of that is just people are being safer, more prudent. And there is a lot more ride-sharing now, options that are available, but some really spike and surge on those nights. So it's not used as much as on some of the regular nights is, because, you know, I've heard some people having to pay $150 to get a ride home on some of those surge nights. So it's bittersweet. I think we need more drivers if we're going to continue to see Uber and Lyft and those other ride-share options grow, or we're going to have to, you know, lots of people support our local cab industry. But yes, overall, we expect it to be a booming night regardless. And, you know, having the Sabres, having Hamilton, you know, and think about Hamilton, probably the first week are most of the season ticket holders and the regulars and the people that know their way around. And then the second and third week, we're going to be bringing in a lot of people that are coming just for the show, may never have been to downtown or to Shays Performing Arts Center before. So this is, you know, when they see what a beautiful facility it is, this will hopefully spark future, you know, annual ticket sales and help support other events, because Shays really is a beautiful asset that's being restored.
We hope so. Mark Croce, thanks so much for joining us. Mark Croce, owner of Statler City, many other properties around that area that we're talking about. It's going to be a big, you know, not just tomorrow night, all the things that we mentioned, but a big Friday night. All those things are going on as well, and throughout the whole weekend. It's going to be a fun time in Buffalo.